We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Great weekend in the NCAA tournament. We spent a lot of Friday talking about the Oakland upset. Damn, Yale went out there and upset Auburn on Friday as well.
Come on, Auburn.
You guys aren't going to really.
Come on, man.
Are you? No, they are. Yeah. Okay, there you go. I guess we're just going to lose the. It would, congratulations to Yale.
Yeah, man.
And then they got smoked last night. So it kind of, like, the upsets were fun in the first round.
They always are.
The cream rose to the top in the second round. You've got each of the top eight seeds, and seven of them didn't even have to hardly break a sweat to get there.
Yeah.
There was some good games in the second round for sure, but the truly elite teams in college basketball kind of laid the hammer down on Saturday and Sunday, and I think the Sweet 16 is going to be really
good. Well, I mean, the lowest seed, or however you want to say it, is an 11, and they're the ACC champion.
Right.
You know, then you got, obviously, you got six in Clemson, but you got all the ones, the twos, three, four, all those different
things. I mean, Gonzaga, look, they're just, stamp them to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. And
so,
man,
it's nine straight years they've done that.
And so you get it to a point where, you know, you want to see these people. You want to see the top teams, I should say, the top brands and everything like that, and you got a chance to see that. I mean, you said some exciting games. The Houston A&M game's crazy.
Seemed like it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then Houston decided they were going to stop playing with 2 minutes to go, and A&M, man, that was crazy.
That was crazy. And he said, we talked about Clemson, they held on. Mm-hmm. You know, they got close, but, I mean, if you can't make your free throws, Baylor, you can't. They missed eight straight free throws or something?
And it was, like, guys that are good free throw shooters that have played in big games.
Yeah, man.
Like, that was surprising for Baylor.
But, I mean, then you saw other teams, you saw Duke just go out there just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Enough playing around.
Yep.
You saw Purdue and their big. He dominated
UConn.
The game. UConn dominated the game, and so that's what you. But you were. You, that's what you. If you're a sponsor, whatever. That's what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what you call it, real chalky right now. That's what you want to see. These your number ones and number two seeds in there. It's always fun to have one of those teams in, but usually you look at it from a standpoint they got no chance. Like, I remember that year Wichita was not Wichita. Was it Wichita State? Whatever it was. And they had that opportunity to play Florida, I think it was, and missed it at the buzzer or something like that. But, yeah, it was a good weekend to watch some college basketball. And, again, UConn's coach, he's fiery.
Yeah.
He's real fiery. And, you know, I know I was hearing about, you know, they needed more teams that were from the Big East in the tournament and everything. You see why and all those different things. And I don't ever want to pray, like, oh, yeah, he has a point. I don't want to say that, you know. Earn your way in. Now, I know they got all these metrics that I have no clue what the hell these metrics mean or whatever, when you make your selections and everything. But, I mean, they're just a battle-tested, we're going to go kick your ass type team. That's why I wouldn't be surprised if they won it again.
Nope, I don't think anyone would. As the tournament comes around, you try to talk yourself into other options, right? It's like, all right, UConn did it last year.
Yeah.
Can they really do that again? Teams don't go back-to-back all that often. Like, somebody's got to jump up and get them, and then they go out there in the first two games. It's like, oh, yeah, no, that's why. That's why people are picking them, because they dominate, and they cover, and they blow teams out, and they're really talented. And who knows? Maybe they will do it again. And then Dan Hurley is in a category with not very many, certainly not very many active in college basketball. But honestly, not very many in the last handful of decades in college basketball. Guys just don't win multiple national championships. You do that, you're one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
Like, you say what you want about Dan Hurley. Like, they win back-to-back national championships. He's got as many national championships as Rick Pitino.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
that's
more,
crazy.
He has more than
John Calipari.
Yes, that's what I was saying. More than him. And so, I mean, which one is he? Is he older or... I was curious if he's older or younger than Bobby.
I think he's younger.
He's younger than Bobby.
Okay. But I don't know, man. Yeah. Those guys, they all look...
just alike.
They all look like they could be any age.
Yes.
Like, well, how old even is Dan Hurley? 51. He could be anywhere between 45 and 65.
Right, right. I mean, but yeah, I mean, they just, you know, when you talk about winning, especially in today's...
Oh, he's 1 year younger.
1 year younger.
One year younger than
in today's, with the transfer portal and the NIL, like, kids... Like, I can't believe they opened up the transfer portal before the tournament. Like, really? Like, I don't know. Because you would think that some of these kids that are on teams right now that are actively playing, teams are actively still alive, these kids have already decided that, okay, I'm going to go in the portal, but yet I'm going to hang on this ride for as long as possible. You know, and so I just, you know, in all college sport, they got to figure out something to do with this transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One time a year.
Yeah, I mean.
And, you know, I don't know. But hopefully they figure it out, but because the way that it's going right now is a little bit messy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in watching games? Because obviously we watch a ton of games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Watch as many as you could. I know not everybody can sit there and watch every game. Some folks can, some folks can't. But like watching all the games and probably getting a chance to see all of the teams that have advanced to the Sweet 16. Who's the guy that's the most college basketball player of the players that are, you know what I mean? Because like you look at these and a lot of times it's like, how's he going to translate to the pros?
Right.
That's not what I mean. I don't mean the guy that's going to have the guy that is absolutely like quintessentially college basketball player out of the dictionary of the teams that are left. Because I got two options to choose from for me.
I'm going to go with Purdue's big.
Yep, that's one of them. Yep, Zach Edey is absolutely just the prime example of what success in college basketball looks like, which there's nothing wrong with.
No,
I know people are going to be like, well, he won't even play in the NBA. So what? He's not in the NBA right
now.
He's not trying to win a national championship for Purdue, and he's the back-to-back Naismith Player of the Year. So he's doing what he's supposed to do right now, and he stayed probably longer than he otherwise would have for a couple of different reasons. NIL helps, but also he wasn't going to get drafted high because the game has changed.
Right.
20 years ago, that guy's a lottery pick.
Yeah, that's why I was curious when we talked this morning. I was just looking at him, just how dominant that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're like, damn. And then I always forget his name. We talked about him Friday. That grown-ass man from North Carolina. Uncle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baycott. Armando Baycott.
Uncle Baycott.
Yeah, Uncle Baycott.
Yeah, Uncle Baycott.
him, but my guy was going to be Tyler Kolick, the point guard from Marquette.
Okay.
Just a little white, left-handed, like, wouldn't even get drafted first at the YMCA.
Right.
And still somehow going out there and dropping 21 and 11 and taking his team to the Sweet 16. And, like, there's just, like, only in college basketball can a guy like that be a hero in the postseason and take his team to the next level of the tournament like he has. Like, you're right. He's probably not going to be a big-time player in the NBA. So what? He's trying to win games in March, and he did. They beat Colorado. Colorado maybe has the number one pick in the NBA draft next
year. Which is weird.
I wouldn't even have known who he was from watching that game had I not looked at mock drafts and been like, oh, that's the guy on Colorado I'm supposed to pay attention to? All right. And then you do because you know who he is. And it's like, well, that guy's like the fourth best player on Colorado, and Colorado's a 10 seed.
But what do we look at it? How does the NBA usually work?
Right, yeah. It's measurable.
You're like measurable.
It's totally measurable.
And like, oh. He don't even, and that's one of those things where you always look at, he don't even start for his own team. How the hell is he going to be a starter in the NBA?
Could you potentially be referencing something that happened here locally?
Dude, I was acting. That's all I kept saying. I was like, this dude don't even start at North Carolina. The hell you mean? You got
measurables.
The quintessential point guard.
Measurables.
That I don't know if he wanted to come here or not, but hell, what's the difference? Know. Draft him.
Yeah.
He didn't even start at North Carolina.
No, he's a sixth man, though.
I know it don't always matter because Devin Booker didn't start at Kentucky and all those.
That's true.
But Chris Paul was sitting right there.
Kinda everybody knew Chris Paul was going to be good.
Yeah.
And everybody knew. And look at that.
Marvin had a nice career.
He had a nice career.
He had a nice career. So but I don't want to take nothing.
It was definitely, yeah, you definitely thought about it like that. Anyway, great weekend. Sweet 16 is going to be awesome. Apparently it was a tough weekend for Vegas, but doesn't that mean that's a good weekend for the bettors?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, okay, sometimes the house doesn't win.
I
like that.
I mean, they got plenty of bread.
They'll be fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.